The pores that are in the lighter green are actively sequencing DNA.
At the dawn of the new millennium, the human genome, the DNA code that makes us who we are, was mapped. 23 years later, that map just got a lot bigger. The Human Genome Project took more than a decade to publish its first blueprint.
Without a doubt, this is the most important, most wondrous map ever produced by humankind.
Researchers used it as a guide as they discovered new genes and new potential cures in our DNA.
We can be more precise in how we practice medicine, and one way to get more precise is to have fundamental blueprint information, in other words, genomic information, about each patient that walks into a healthcare professional's office.
But the guide was limited. Drawn mostly from one individual, it could only represent the unique traits of their ancestry. Now, scientists have expanded it, adding samples from nearly 50 people from populations across the globe. It's now called the Pan Genome Project.
An example of that actually was a variant that's, that we uncovered that is primarily present in East African populations and seems to provide strong protection against malaria infection. So if that variant had been represented in this pangenome resource, that would have simplified our work a great deal, I think.
The human genome, our DNA, is 3 billion letters long. You can see it here, copied and tangled up inside of a splitting cell's nucleus. More than 99% of it is nearly identical from person to person. But in that less than 1%, there is almost endless variety, all of the differences that make humans so diverse. And it's that diversity that the Pan Genome will begin to map. The question now is how to use this new public information to benefit all of humanity.
I think we're in a remarkable age where the technology is allowing us to capture this type of data in high quantities and across many different regions. One of the keys here at this point will be to really engage with the communities who are contributing their genomes to ensure that it's not just a matter of acquiring the information without their input, but truly partnering so that the benefits are equitably shared across all populations.
The scientists behind it say they aim to include 350 more individuals by next decade to paint a full portrait of our diverse species. Colin Baker, Al Jazeera.